Josh Appel is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL nationally on Sports USA. He's going to be on the national call for Dolphins-Jags preseason game 3, which is less than a month away. Josh will be filling in for me for several days next week on this show while I'm on vacation, and we have a ton to cover with Appel. Hello, Joshua.
Hello, gentlemen.
So I want to get into your Goodfellas movie watching, and I want to talk Dolphins as well. But you are our resident professional wrestling expert. For those of you who listen to Smark Your Territory on the Five Reasons Network, of course, you recognize Josh and his pro wrestling prowess. What's so funny?
We're barely in the smattering.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Smark Your Territory with Josh and Mr. Bill. It was because didn't Time Magazine come out with their top 100 podcasts the other day?
Yeah, and we shockingly were somehow left off of that list.
Smark was not there.
Well, yeah, I'm expecting Joe Rogan, sort of, Part of My Take, and Smark Your Territory, the biggest snubs off that list.
I'm sure there'll be some sort of belligerent tweet from Mr. Bill coming soon. Regardless, Hulk Hogan has passed away at the age of 71, and you know, all the indiscretions aside, I was saying to Crowder and Solana at the beginning of the show, he is widely credited with the greatest heel turn in the history of professional wrestling. Is that true? Is there anything that compares?
At the time, I thought John Cena was the closest thing to it, but Hulk Hogan in many ways changed wrestling and influenced and made it what it is today. It's unfortunate that he has such a complicated legacy outside of the ring, given the transgressions that you mentioned, and it kind of sucks that his last appearance on WWE television was him getting booed out of the building in Los Angeles,
right?
Yeah, on the Netflix premiere. And not to say that it wasn't something that he had earned and deserved, especially from a crowd like that, but there is no present day version of professional wrestling or the WWE. It does not get to the heights or reach the heights that it did and has without Hulk Hogan. He is a lock for anybody's Mount Rushmore of pro wrestlers of all time. And it is a complicated day because on the one hand, you want to celebrate what he did for professional wrestling, but also you have to recognize what the back end of his life out of the ring has been like.
You said Mount Rushmore. Honestly, I think he's number one, and the number two, I don't know who you think number two is, but is way far. Like, he was wrestling. The Rock, Cena, all the guys nowadays, like Hulk Hogan is what everybody put on wrestling back.
Most recognizable wrestler of all time, no?
Yeah, absolutely. And he was like the goodiest of good guys. Like, there was nobody better. He was the guy that kids looked up to. He had all the slogans, and that's why it was such a shock that when he came to WCW as the quote-unquote third man, or in WCW when he was the third man to form the NWO, that's why it was so shocking. It was heartbreaking to little kids and adults because of the impact that
it
had.
Did anyone know it was coming back then? Because I people kind of knew the Cena thing might happen, right? That was maybe telegraphed. I don't know enough about it. But did like, was that the biggest shock ever?
Yeah.
That all of a sudden Hulk Hogan, American hero, take your vitamins, kids, like, was a bad guy?
Yeah. I mean, it is take your vitamins guy is now teaming up with two of the biggest bad guys in the business at the time. They threw trash at them in the ring that day. It's one of the most iconic, or is probably the most iconic segment, if you will, in wrestling history. And to your point, Channing, yeah, I'm not really sure there's a close number two, but he certainly has an impact and had an impact that, again, the industry would not have reached the heights that it's gotten to without him.
I think number two would probably be the Tonga Kid.
Yeah.
Ask Mr. Bill.
And the Bushwhackers.
All right, let me go on. The Bushwhackers.
he switched the heel because Booker T became wrestler. He didn't like that.
I'm not sharing good guy status with this guy.